Good afternoon, evening, morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am finally up during the daytime outside because it's not raining, cats and dogs. It's supposed to start raining around 2 o'clock. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning here. Sorry for all the microphone bumping sounds. I can't hear any microphone bumping sounds for those of you who haven't recorded before. So I might bump this thing and I don't hear it. So I try to keep that from happening. Today I thought we'd just make an episode called Keeping the Pressure On. And the goal of this episode is to talk about the various areas where we are starting to apply pressure due to the Great Awakening. And it's having an effect. It's having a real good effect. So what are some of the examples of the effects that we're having on what we're going to traditionally call the deep state? And deep state really means several things. Of course, it's the banking cartel at the very, very top of the pyramid and all their satanic, sociopathic, psychopathic horseshit that they do to corrupt their children and society and hurt our kids, to literally feed their, you know, fountain of youth and their get their rocks off. It is then the layers that report to them, because they're ultra scumbags that'll take a paycheck to completely spite themselves, right? So you have, in the past, we've had government people, still a ton of Democrats are still doing it, still some Republicans doing it. Europe, I have really no clue. I think anyone who's for the European Union is suspect. I think anyone who's against Brexit is suspect. Anyone who's for Ireland and Scotland having anything to do with the Great Britain or the UK in general. There's a cutoff there, and I can never remember it. Reporting to the Queen, let's just put it that way. They're potentially same problem. Same problem with Canada. Anybody who wants to be reporting to some fucking monarchy is definitely suspect. Anyone who hangs out with, as I always say, the spirit cooking lady. Your Lady Gaga's, who, I don't know what the fuck is up with this chick. I mean, I don't know her personally, but I know that she's into that shit. Katy Perry's into Satanism. A friend of mine's kid asked Miley Cyrus, if I want to be just like you, what do I do? And the chick said, get into Satan. She's married to a Hemsworth. I just can't imagine that family being that deluded. But, you know, women will do it to you sometimes. Robert De Niro. All these people hanging out with these scumbags. So I think you feel me. You know. And then you have your indoctrinated citizen who researches nothing, knows everything. And that gets so goddamn frustrating, right? It's almost as if it's like, okay, unless you've done some form of research, unless you're going to ask me a question about research and how to go get some better information, or you want to have a download session, don't even talk. Don't even fucking mention your opinion, unless you're mentioning it from the press, from the perspective of saying, I'm not talking to you guys, but you know, you talk to these people. But the idea is, you know, you can say, hey, my opinion before research feels like this. And it's like, oh, that's really valuable. Aside from that, you know, there's very little authority other than maybe a scientific authority. Say, well, I graduated from college in this, and I use this math every day in chemistry or in architecture, and it seems to work great. And anytime we negate the education, structures fall, bombs explode, you know, it's a bad thing. So you go, okay, good. You have awesome empirical knowledge, that's great. But this episode's about keeping up the pressure. How many of you love the idea that NASA is shitting pineapples, man? And it's really, really interesting because JPL gets to sit on the sidelines and basically take no criticism, because the only thing anyone ever says is NASA. We say JPL, Jack Parsons Laboratory. Friend of Aleister Crowley. Father of Barbara Bush. But they keep announcing horseshit. Oh, we're going back to the moon. We're going to go back to the moon tomorrow. We're building a fucking moon base. You know, the only thing they haven't said at NASA in the years that I've been alive is that we've already built a base or some other big fucking lie, right? Of course, they said they landed, which they never did, at least between 69 and 72. Look at the deep state attack QAnon. We're going to talk about QAnon a little bit. Maybe I'll lead off with that dude first. But it is fantastic the way this guy has got these people scared shitless. I don't even know if they know if he's real or not on the deep state side. Think about every single executive who's maybe in their 70s today. They've been riding that gravy train of utter ignorance in the world where nobody understood banking, nobody understood their scams, their boom and bust cycles that they orchestrate. No one was able to get the real history of how these things have ever gone down, right? The intentional retraction of currency in 1929, the calling on all the loans to say, you owe us this money right now, and we know you can't borrow it, so whatever that note is that covers that asset, that shit's ours now. Right? The Rothschilds and the Pesurs and the Saxe-Gothberg and the Habsburgs, they've all been able to hide until recently, last 15 years or so. It's awesome, right? So there's a lot of people that just are nervous at that age bracket because the jig is up. I mean, they have tons of money, but they also know it was all ill-gotten gains. And so they're just kind of hoping they can hide in the world and die before they go to fucking Gitmo. But let's start with Q, because what a fucking weird phenomenon that whole movement is, the QAnon movement. On one level, it is the most elating situation that mankind has had in probably 250 years. Since the 1770s, since literally the last bullet was fired during the Revolutionary War in America. I mean, I'm only speaking from an American standpoint. I do apologize to my European listeners or other locations. But we have a reversal, it would seem, in the attitudes globally as a result of QAnon. I mean, QAnon's all over the yellow vests. Not every single one of them, but a lot of them. There's all these protests all over the world in Iceland and England and Scotland. It's like, you name the country, someone has stood up with the QAnon banner. So tell me this is fake. Right? I mean, you know, it's one of these things. So when he just posted, you know, he was quiet for a long time, and then he just started posting again, thank God. And he said, you know, our time to be in the public is once again here. And he posts all these random photographs from, looks like China. Could be Hong Kong, could be some other location. And this is where I started to see something I haven't seen before, because I keep trying to parse QAnon on the level, not that it matters tremendously, but whether or not the dude is fake. Whether or not he's doing a gypsy cold reading or a gypsy warm reading. A cold reading, just to kind of refresh you guys, is if you sat down to have your fortune read, and you kept your mouth shut, you kept your expressions sterile, no one ever talked to them about you before you went in the room, they don't even know your name, they can't really determine your age, you gave them no information. Maybe even sat behind some confession booth. It's just random picking. Very stereotypical emotions that someone might be going through. They will literally look at the time of year. If you came in during Christmas, they would think that you are potentially suicidal, because if you had a family, you would be talking to them. Usually only talk to a psychic when you want to hear a solution. So there's all these formulas that they know that you're doing. Then the warm reading is you give them information, and then, boy, they're fucking experts, man. Experts. And those of you who are decent in conversation with another human being, you're also a warm reader as well. You're empathetic to other people, and so you're able to predict what's going to be said next, right? So what did Q do? He put out a bunch of photographs of just random shit, you know, virtually no intelligible dialogue around these photographs. It's a bunch of, like, fucking code ring horse shit, you know, F-3022 packet download, upload, da-da-da. It's like, why even post that shit, dude? Because he says he's talking to his other Q members. It's like, really? Okay. Highly unlikely. Okay. But then what did he do? Every single time he posts an image, he has the choice of turning on a 750 post reply from the public. Here comes the worm reading. Well, let's just see what the fuck they think about this thing. And he took a clock at 17, or it was actually, sorry, it was 7 o'clock. And, you know, trying to say it's 17, all this other stuff. So he gets all this information, and people are implying things and wondering things. And, you know, there's a woman getting in a car in one of the shots, and they likened it to one of the Asian senators that we have, or House reps. I don't know what the hell this woman is. And so then the guy can jump off on that, right? He can get into the situation. Now, maybe the guy's fully legit, and these are super fucking important things. But a good friend of mine made a really good point. And she said, because she hadn't really gotten into QAnon. She's an extremely brilliant human being. And she said, why would this guy give away a bunch of intel ahead of time? Ever. Even insinuate anything that's about to occur. Because that shows their hand. And if they're really trying to win this battle, why would you ever do that? Now, maybe the answer is simply to get this awakening going such that the world is participating, because a president and an intel committee and the military, if they did it completely by themselves, it may look like a coup. It may look like a really negative thing. And then all the pedophiles and crazy people, the bankers and all these fucking scumbags, could spin it in a way that Trump looks like he's being a dictator, a real dictator. And by Q releasing the sort of the bowels of the deal, we now have rationales as to what's going on. What's also very interesting about the QAnon movement is that for any of you who've ever been online in, you know, on YouTube for the last 20 years or since it was really formed, you have a community of very interesting people, right? Every type of person in the world is online, right? The people that seem to be making money, I shouldn't actually say that, but they are making money. These individuals who are really reporting on the Q movement and doing a really exceptional job reporting on it. I think The Pursuit of Truth is probably my favorite QAnon channel. The dude's great. Highly recommend that guy. He's funny. And he's probably one of the best personalities online to read to you an article, because a lot of these guys will just scroll through articles. Like if Q references some post somewhere, this guy is quick. He reads accurately. He doesn't transpose words. But these people, like the Pursuit of Truth guy, I don't even know what his real name is. He super intelligent, super articulate. He isn't spinning things. He's just reading. He does his research. He gets into things. I think most of the time, his first pass on a series of posts from Q are the most accurate interpretation. And he's doing this shit real time, which is really phenomenal. But he's so up on everything that he really keeps his ducks in a row. So the QAnon movement has power. As a live-action role-playing exercise, it's real, as I've always said. I'm sorry, I sound like a little bit of a broken record. One, you have to understand new people are joining the program. But two, something we need to remember when we hear that cliche crap. It is interesting, though, that I will say that depending on how old you are, QAnon either sinks in and makes sense immediately, because it's almost like the words are being crafted and orchestrated in a way that the younger generations, we're just sitting there going, oh yeah, okay, that's exactly what I wanted to know. Thank you. Again, we're still going to debate whether or not anything is true. Thank you. That really helps out. And again, if Q is a LARP created by people that run 4chan, okay, and the rumor is the 4chan is run by the United States government, and if that's the case, then this dude's probably very legit. He's either a psyop or a real deal, right? So what could he be if he's a LARP? If he's a LARP, then what he's doing is he's reading the news very intelligently and piecing things together and creating a fictional story or sort of an insinuated, this is probably what's going on in the background. However, he has proofs, right? He has things that have occurred. Donald Trump last night just posted the Great Awakening of the United States of America. Well, when you go to 4chan, it's 4ch.org.com, whatever, and then it's The Great Awakening was where Q's whole posts, headquarters, originally started. All right. I mean, there's all kinds of things, people. But, you know, there was this other thing that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the fucking skeleton that we are propping up. It's like we stole a fucking prop out of the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland, and then we're just putting it in the Supreme Court and pay no attention to this fucking thing that's not even human anymore. He did really heavily fucking insinuate that the chick had died. And then this morning he posted, well, watch how the mass media will say that we said that she died, that we used the word death in quotes, right? And it's like, yeah, you did. You fucking said she was dead. I mean, that's exactly what you insinuated, which is why the whole fucking internet exploded, that she was dead. So he does that too. But you know what? Maybe there's value, right? You know, poor Alex Jones, this guy. I don't know. I don't know how this guy is in court for something that seems like a hoax. Why doesn't he push all the Sandy Hook evidence into discovery and defend himself, right? But, you know, we're questioning his legitimacy. Q said that he was a Mossad agent, or at least insinuated, probably, you know, whatever. Guy keeps his one fucking foot out of every piece of truth. I didn't say that. Well, you know, technically I didn't say that. You know, it's like, you did fucking say that, asshole, you know. So that's the thing about Q that fucking just bothers me. It's like, stop being one of those guys, right? Well, technically I didn't say, yeah, okay, dude. You called me an asshole. Well, technically, some parts of the world like assholes. You know, it's like, whatever, dude. But Alex is going down the tubes. They are trying to ban his vitamin supplement thing, which is something I never liked to see him sell in the first place. But I know he's got to survive, whatever. But the guy is just being cut off and gagged. It's unbelievable. But what's clear, and this is where we have these issues, right? And this is why I like to correct my mistakes as quickly as possible, either in future videos or taking a video down or redoing a video. You know, Alex lies. And he calls his organization InfoWars, which I think is interesting. Well, what if you were fighting an information war? I think you'd have to lie every once in a while, wouldn't you? And so there's this weird sort of catch-all that disinformation exists in order to manipulate your enemy. You make them scatter, you make them think that you are where you're not, and you just, you know, essentially you come at them from all sides. It's like an apparition that keeps showing up no matter where you run in your house, but the apparition only really exists in one area of your house. But they can make you believe that they're everywhere. I think anyone in the Q realm would have to play that game. Now, in terms of Alex Jones, I seriously don't know why the guy threw down so hard on Q so quickly. I mean, he was just right away. He goes, this is all bullshit. And I talked to Q, or I talked to the Q team. And you're like, well, really? And the Q's like, nobody is representing me. This is the only place that I post. I don't talk to anyone else. There's no other voice for me. Now, some people would say Joe M., on either Instagram or Twitter, I think it's Twitter, who's posting all these JFK voice lookalikes or soundalikes videos that are basically the whole Q movement. That's not absolutely true. But it's safe to say Alex didn't talk to anyone in the Q team. And hey, outrageous claims require outrageous evidence, right? And it's interesting how it all coincided with his demise. He came down against Q really hard. Said he was fake. And then kaboom! Social media CEOs did something that's basically unconstitutional. They said, no more free speech on our service. Okay, so what's the difference between me being on Facebook and posting something? Again, we're not talking about obscene, vulgar, or like snuff films and stuff that's illegal, right? But just expressing your opinion based on intel, based on whatever, conversations you've had with people. There's nothing illegal with that. And they censored him. So what's the difference between that and selling a house and saying, oh, I'm going to sell this house for this price, but not to any of those brown people, right? Or any of those yellow people, or those red people. Well, that's against the law in America. You can't discriminate when you sell a home. It's an equal opportunity thing. It's stamped on every single piece of real estate that ever comes around, right? So why is that enforceable over there and not enforceable in the normal realm of things, right? Yes, it's a private company, blah, blah, blah. But when you put yourself out there as a public utility that's free, no cost, you're in the realm of freedom of speech. You want to charge money for it? Oh, make your own rules. And you got to pay to be behind the door. Okay. But the QAnon movement is keeping the pressure on these people. And it's beautiful because, I mean, whoever thought this thing up is ingenious. Because either they knew that, let's put it this way. I'll give you a good example. What have I been trying to do this whole show? Since 2015, what have I tried to do? I've tried to wake everybody up, try to make them think, tried to offer every piece of wisdom and intelligence that I've either gathered from other people, which is the majority of it, or I've deciphered and gathered, or what have you, maybe some stuff I've discovered, because I want the world to be a better place, and I want everyone to be empowered to do whatever the hell that they want to do, and to know right from goddamn wrong, right? And to stop allowing these people to you know, soften your edges when it comes to crime. Okay, so what do I have? 3,500 listeners? God bless every single one of you. But look at Q's movement. I don't know. If the guy had a YouTube page, he would have millions and millions, like tens of millions of subscribers. The guy would blow away any celebrity subscription count on YouTube, I would imagine, or any other service. The guy posts a post and we get 750 replies, right? Okay. So that's over in, because then it rejects all the replies. Well, 750 is done in like, I don't know, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. That's how many people are watching and responding quickly. People are preparing their posts ahead of time. For anyone that says anything remotely intelligent in those posts, it's phenomenal. Now, why they don't go in and knock out shitty posts, I don't know. You have like a guy that just replies with like the number 4. It's like, knock that fucking post out of there. Someone's posted a bunch of porn shit in there. Knock that post out. Let someone come in who's got something to say, right? But the big thing is about 4chan and 8chan is it's the last location where the freedom of speech truly exists. And it's true. They don't stop you, man. It does look like they prune the porn out of there eventually, because what a movement. You've got porn right next to, I mean, it's not like contact porn, but it's like nude people, all kinds of weird memes and stuff. But anyway, this dude created, let's put it this way, if he was fake, he's more brilliant than if he was real, because the movement is so absolutely gigantic now. It is the single most successful social media thing that's ever occurred if it's fake. Now, if it's real, then there's legitimate reasons why people are interested, because the intel is actually correct. As cryptic as it might be, it's correct. It is predicting the future, it would seem. How? let's do a little thing here. How? I don't know. I want to use the word terrified, but how fucking mind-blown was Macron to see the yellow vests protest all over France, but especially Paris, right? And how unbelievably mind-blown was this guy when he looked at the back, looked at photographs of these people, because he's hiding in some fucking, probably some island in some other location. But when he sees photographs of QAnon on the back of yellow vests, on the front of yellow vests, people holding yellow, or holding banner signs with Q on it, the capstone, the eye capstone pyramid with the big fucking pair of scissors jammed in the eye with Q on the pyramid, you know, like, we're crushing you. That's power, dude. You talk about pressure. Holy shit, that is like, what could I do in the backyard of my house here to create that kind of pressure? Nothing, right? I mean, something would have to happen somewhere, right? But they'd probably gag the channel, kick me off, look through, oh, you said something about this and that, so your hate speech, you're the fuck out of here, right? I'm trying to get on this service that someone sent me called Brighton. It's Brighton, I think. But they will not reply. They've got Alex Jones up there. They're really looking for that super shock jock stuff. I was going to say bullshit, but whatever. They really, I don't know. I'm trying to get them to understand, look, not everything that's on your channel, on your little site here, has to be this Alex Jones thing. You need just straight up shows that make people think, right? So I've had a couple people suggest that to me, and I always have to say, look, these organizations are not as legit as you think, right? So when they don't reply at all, I tend to think they're just another deep state fucking condom out there pretending to be rebellious, you know? So we'll see if they reply. Apologies if they ever do take us on. I'm holding out for Kim.com's new platform. That dude is legit. He's suffering the slings and arrows of the Five Eyes in New Zealand. And he's not a perfect human being, but that makes him more knowledgeable, in my opinion. I don't think he engages in the crap that they do, right? So let's look at NASA. Let's move over. NASA just keeps... put this way. Because of my interest in NASA for probably the last... I would say I have been actively looking at everything NASA since the internet boomed, right? But again, before that, you know, I aced college classes in astronomy, and without taking a fucking note, I got more than 100% in the class, right? And that's because I study everything that they do. I mean, you know, before 1995, without the internet just right there and knowing how to really get into it, you know, Google didn't exist, so we had Alta Vista and Yahoo and all the originators, the OGs of the internet. You know, it was like there was, you know, everyone was moving their analog data to the internet, or their digital data to the internet. It was going to take a really long time, and so it took another 10 years to 2005 before we really just were able to search on things, right? But I can tell you right now, by having that history with NASA, they're freaked out. They are just flooding the internet with all these interviews with these, you know, these astronaut actors. They're trying to push out as much ISS footage as they possibly can, and thus they have tons of fucking mistakes. The guy that flies by on a fucking harness. Oh, really? You had a big harness there? And instead of coming out and saying, this is the funny part, instead of coming out and saying, oh yeah, we do have a harness system in there because it's dangerous just to be a free-flowing body inside the fuselage of the ISS, they went with the, well, I don't see anything. What are you seeing, right? The guy does the forward flip, and then the guy grabs the guy's wire on his pants. I mean, these fuckers are busted. So fucking busted, it's ridiculous. The guys that do the interviews with the little guardrails that they put their feet in at the bottom. And they're moving all over the place. They're moving all over the place in a stationary... Well, it's not stationary, but it's according to their relative speed, it's completely stationary. They're moving the exact same speed as the fuselage of this ISS, right? I'm using fuselage. I don't know what the hell you call the tube otherwise. But it looks like they're in a vomit rocket. All right. Now, vomit rockets, if you go and rent one, or, you know, you rent a trip on one, they're much shorter than most likely what these guys and gals are doing inside whatever unit they're doing. I mean, who knows how the hell they're pulling this off? But by everyone accusing NASA of the fraudulent stuff that they're actually doing, again, for all we fucking know, I mean, I don't want to be defending these people, but, you know, technically speaking, they could have secret shit everywhere. But I think that's really unlikely, because if you had this secret base up there, and that's one thing that Bart Sabrell started doing, was started kind of defending NASA and having all these fucking Armageddon space stations. They don't have that fucking shit. Give me a break. Two things would happen if they could get to the moon with a secret space program, and if they had a separate, you know, literally, Bart just pulled the fucking plot out of Armageddon with Bruce Willis and said that was probably what's going on. It's like, what? Like, are you a double agent? You know, you use your movies to get us interested. I love you, Bart, but, you know, like, I would never fucking repeat that again if I were you. That they're out there floating around with some other fucking space station. Okay, so they got wires on dudes and augmented reality shit we can totally see. Okay, and a lot of it's submitted that's not proof. We got guys disappearing as they go down the hallway and pull themselves through a door jam, and they've got a real space station somewhere. Why take that risk? Get these people up in a real fucking space station and do it to it, right? I don't buy that. And if they could get to the moon, they would build all the sets. They would terraform that place to look exactly like it did in all the fake photographs. So that when they then could build something, they could actually make it there and get through the Van Allen belts, and no one's dying and puking their guts out and turning into a fried piece of toast. They get there, they land, they go, see guys, look, there's the flag, there's all this shit, and it's a full replica. It's like a Civil War reenactment, right? Someone, I think it was Daniel or somebody, sorry. There's a couple of you, I don't remember your names off the bat, and some of you, I don't know how to pronounce your names on the Locked Facebook group. But someone posted a satellite that had crashed onto the ground. This is fully legit in a kind of a wheat field or a hay field. And it's a satellite attached to a weather balloon. There's cops, there's farmers and people looking at it. No one's touching it. But it clearly has a solar panel system on it. Now, again, these things could be launched for very temporary purposes. It could be, you know, it's not, it wasn't the size of the Hubble telescope, people, or the, you know, famed Hubble telescope. But keeping pressure on them is making them act very quickly, and I just don't think in a government bureaucracy of even deceit that they have the ability to have a committee meeting, get together, and create the cover story for it, right? There's something you need to know about Hollywood that is, as I understand it, very, very similar to the government. And that is that no one wants to be responsible for anything that fails when the top brass realizes that they really don't know what the fuck they're doing, right? And so what'll end up happening is someone will be, I've had this described by a very close friend of mine, a mentor, who knows what he's talking about, all right? He's seen this happen for 40 years of his life. But he said that when studios started to get rid of all the talent and start pulling all these people that want to star fuck people, right? Which means I want to go to the parties and stuff. No film backgrounds, no writing backgrounds. They just couldn't find a hit film if they needed to. I mean, literally, if their life depended on it, they would be dead at the end of the exercise. And so they've pushed all the talent out, made them all contractors, which made 50% of them leave the industry because they're not good at constantly auditioning for parts in movies, like the crew and cast. They're just not that kind of person. But they're fantastic once you put them on a salary, right? And so the studios started spending way too much money, because when you come in as a consultant, you spend too much money on those resources, right? That's why you bring someone on to salary them, to give them, you give them stability in their income, but you don't give them the big giant construction salary. Right, which is you might only work 6 months out of the year, so I need to pay you double, so you got money for 12 months of your expenses, right? But the chain of command goes something like this. As soon as a movie comes out and it's a piece of shit, like a really bad one, like Solo, where it loses Disney millions, tens of millions of dollars, right? They want heads to roll. But obviously, the very top studio heads, the guy who's the CEO of the studio, probably his number one below that, I use his as a lack of a better reference, they want the underlings to hang for it. And because everyone down below the top has seen this occur, they've seen people's careers just disappear overnight, that has Pavlovianly trained them to never try to take responsibility. They always try to play the technicality game of, well, I didn't say to do this. You know, I mean, I supported this other person, but I mean, I wasn't the decision maker on this particular process, so I can keep my distance as a technicality from the accountability of the whole thing. Well, government is exactly the same way. A bureaucracy is the same way. No one wants to be the reason why everyone is in a perilous situation, which in the case of NASA, JPL, and all other associated SpaceX and everything, would be, don't be doing stupid shit that's going to get us caught. And then, if it's the very best they can do, but it's not good enough, what do? You have this crushing pressure from us to say, look, we know that that those moon missions were completely fake. You've said you've lost the schematics, you've lost the footage, you've lost the rocks, you've lost absolutely fucking everything that is the proof this happens. Bart Sobrell did an amazing job making a movie called Astronauts Gone Wild, where none of the astronauts can synchronize their stories, but they're they're in the same craft. They're in the same limb together. And one guy's in his backyard in a tiki bar thing. And so the dude's in his art studio. And they completely contradict each other. Was there any sound in space? Or was there any sound in the limb when you were landing? One guy goes, no, there's no sound in space. Because he watched 2001 A Space Odyssey. Because he was never in space. His buddy is sitting in the backyard going, oh, yeah, it's absolutely deafening. That guy actually has the science right, because if you had an oxygenated cabin with the 10,000-pound thrust fucking engine right below you, yeah, you'd need ear protection, dude. So us keeping the pressure on these organizations is causing them to react, and react faster than the bureaucracy is actually set up to handle. Now, they may actually, you know, hear people like me talking, or they might just see their problem and go, man, our triage sucks, right? For when we have one of these exposure situations, we can't respond fast enough. And when we do respond fast, we fail. That's always been NASA's thing, right? The whole Space Shuttle Challenger explosion, it was January 28th, 1986. That was them being pressured to launch that vehicle at like 39 degrees Fahrenheit that morning in Florida, right? I think the coldest launch was somewhere in the upper 60s, and it had so many failures that the thing just barely got into space, right? Barely got out of view before exploding or something, right? Which it didn't, of course. And so this is what the episode's about. What other pressures are on? Well, like I said, I think the bankers are under excruciating pressure. In America, the Federal Reserve banking system is finally completely and utterly exposed. I think most people understand now, who are paying the slightest bit of attention, and that may be still below 50%, but who knows. They understand it's a private for-profit bank. They understand our money is fake, based on nothing. Some people are now starting to understand that our national debt, this fucking thing people talk about all the time, is fake. When you have a debt to a loan shark and the loan shark goes to jail, you no longer own anyone any money ever. So the second that Trump commandeers the Federal Reserve, which is there's a rumor that he already has, and he backs it by gold, which is something we've also supposedly commandeered, then we have a real currency all of a sudden. It's limited, it has value, and it's not compatible with all other fiat currencies in the world. Sorry, guys, you're going to have to do the same thing. But what has been the trend for the last 400 years, less 250 at least? A bunch of people fled to this continent, unfortunately displacing the Native Americans. But in recompense for our ancestors or the predecessors, we made the most free region of the world that is associated with the rest of the world. So the Native Americans were also very free, but they weren't associated with Europe, right? And so now we have a global participant called the United States of America, which is still largely completely screwed up and needs to be fixed, right? But if we pull this off, if this Great Awakening is real, as quoted by the President of the United States last night, on Valentine's Day, 2019, then shit's going to change. It's going to get better once again. But we've got to put safeguards in at every single level. Every single citizen of the United States needs to say there will never, ever, ever be fiat currency ever again. And we will never get our money from some other fucking country. We are going to tax the corporations and not the people. So when you get your check in the mail, which will be smaller than the one proportionally that you've been getting, at least it's all yours. There's no more like impending threat in April 15th, right? What's the other big giant pressure bubble that's going on? It's called fake news. It's awesome. Fake news, baby. We now understand the elders of our generation who even 100 years ago, in the United States of America, we had senators and other journalists warning the world, look, man, the Hearst Corporation is a yellow journalistic group that is so powerful that they made the world believe that the 16th Amendment was ratified by all 50 states, which it wasn't. That gave us the IRS. That gave us fiat currency. That rewrote the tax code such that the corporation stopped paying anything through loopholes and deductions, and it all came to us, the people. Something that is absolutely technically illegal due to the way the Constitution is written. if you have variable tax brackets on apportioned tax, it's illegal. And why was it written into the Constitution? Because that's what they were doing in Europe. Okay? But now we say, right now, due to QAnon, probably more due to QAnon than anything else, it was already in place before QAnon came on board, way in place. But we were saying deep state, deep state, deep state. I came on board, again, around 2005, and the Bilderberg Group was starting to get cracked by old Alex Jones, who made movies, who had a little tiny outfit, didn't broadcast 24/7, and was a little more consistent. He was still nuts. I mean, like, I don't mean nuts as in crazy, but just he was really rambunctious in his episodes because that's just the way he does his, as his attorney says in his divorce lawsuit or divorce settlement with his wife. It's a character that he plays. All right. Hey, man, he's not the first. By the way, I'm not playing a character, just so you know. I won't be able to use that defense. I mean, do I walk around sunglasses, smoking cigars all day? No. But when I'm in my backyard, this is what I do. But we say deep state now. It's now part of our nomenclature as a society. Well, that's huge. What is the deep state? I mean, even if your definitions are completely different, if we put 10 people in the room and they wrote down their definitions, I think, other than someone blowing it off as a conspiracy theory, which that opinion's going to just sink like a, you know, an anchor. We all know it's a cabal, something that we were told was never in existence because you weren't supposed to know. Now, if you guys study a dude named Ted Gunderson, some of you probably are familiar with his work. Just look it up. He was an FBI agent, I guess an FBI chief, that had 700 employees under his command here in Southern California. He said he lived in most places in the United States except for the New England area. But this dude uncovered the gigantic satanic pedophile ring that has been supported by members of, you know, corrupt members, I should say, within our intelligence agencies, within the government, political, local law enforcement, you know. Again, it's just one or two people in these inner areas is all it takes, man. And, you know, it's a very important distinction to say that, let's say that there was a corrupt cop that's in some satanic human trafficking thing. It's too easy to generalize that on top of all the other cops. You have to understand that that one cop or a couple or whatever would go into a building with a bunch of other police officers who would kill him on sight if they ever knew that that cop was doing the things that he was doing or involved in those types of things. And there's females as well as males. So we need to make that distinction, and we need to help those officers be supported in whistleblowing and incarcerating individuals that are perhaps their bosses. We have to listen when they present information. We don't want to be a mob, but we don't want to just run in and say, oh, we know people are doing this, so they say that you're doing this. I'm going to feel better if someone is punished. We can't do that, right? But every single time the word deep state makes it into an article, some sort of segment on television, another YouTube video, somebody's social media post, all these different outlets, another conversation with another human being, that puts pressure on them. Now think about it. It used to be that what they would do is hide inside their secret societies. All right. They can't hide anymore, can they? Where are they going to go? Let's say Google, which is now the de facto fucking, you know, threshold of reality, has Google Maps, Google Earth, and there's some, you know, there's a host of islands somewhere that have been erased off the map, right? So for a while, those places could be a little retreat. Now, of course, if people start disappearing, then people are going to start looking. And so I don't think that's even occurring. Do I think those organizations exist? I mean, those locations? Yeah, I think they exist. I think there's something I've been calling Billionaire Island for a long time. All these people that are about to pay their dues for junk bonds, for investing in the airlines, was Steve Fawcett. Steve Fawcett was that guy, he's one of, like, Richard Branson's the other dude, who got inside of a balloon hot air balloon lifted capsule, very detailed. It's like a house that floated, right? And they went around the world. And I can't remember if both of them succeeded or none of them succeeded. I can't remember. But Steve Fawcett then disappears flying a special stunt plane. I think it was over Colorado or something like that. But I don't know. Can't remember. I shouldn't say. But his buddies went out looking for him and they couldn't find him. Couldn't find him for a couple months. And then all of a sudden they found the remnants of a plane and a little bit of DNA on the dashboard and no body, no skull, no nothing. They said that Steve Fawcett was involved in the put options on American Airlines and United right before 9/11 through the Deutsche Bank, which means they bet on the stock going down, which it did. And so they made a shit ton of money off 9/11. And then it was never investigated by the FBI or the CIA or any of those organizations that should have protected us from those individuals. Ted Gunderson has information about that too. Ted Gunderson died in 2011. From all the symptoms that one contracts when one is poisoned by arsenic. So they think that they got rid of him through arsenic. And I don't know what the magic number is for 2011 for him, because he had been giving, you know, multiple speeches all over the world for hours and hours and hours. The excitement about listening to Ted is that you'll watch a one-hour interview and it's so packed with real data, with real, you know, resources and sources and what have you. And then you'll look at his feed, like all the speeches that he's given that are on YouTube, and they're like 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And you're like, oh, I want all this information, but I need a day just to sit and do something else, you know, carve wood while I'm listening or something, right? But I know that most of you understand this, but if you're new, it's important that you understand the power of these words, the power of your posts. One of the things that Q has, you know, got his hip to is the power of a meme, right? Memes are amazing. Memes have to be harvested by these social media Five Eye organizations that all need to go out of fucking business, by the way. Every goddamn one of them. But they harvest these things by hand, and then they mark them as, don't let this through, don't let this through, don't let this through. And the reason why they're not letting it through is the meme has so much empirical truth in it that they don't want to wake up that sector in your brain to go, oh yeah, there are something called NPCs, which are bought off Mockingbird journalists who went through, like Anderson Cooper, went through the CIA to do his internship and then came right back online, on air. Guy makes over $100 million a year. He's already a Vanderbilt grandson, so he's got more money than God, doesn't need a single fucking dime, right? I mean, technically speaking, you never know what the real numbers are for any of these empires that used to be, but technically speaking, if they didn't squander the money of the Vanderbilt organization, he could be as rich as Trump all by himself, right? He used to have a brother that died when he was 21, so that just leaves him. When I first started the show, well, actually, when I started MKUltra Radio, which it's funny, I was thinking about this the other day. I thought, that sounds really devious. You know, it sounds like we're part of the system by making the name that. And it was me sitting in my office in my game company, my buddy wanting to do a podcast. And our target was to undo. What was our slogan? It was, we'll learn the rules that rule you. That was one I came up with. And then he said, putting the mind back into mind control. That was Kyle's line, which was awesome. And so this, you know, MKUltra Radio was cool. It was kind of like, let me use their clandestine secret projects to get your attention, but we're going to pull you into a place where you're going to be able to be awakened by the information. And then I just did Deep Thoughts Radio. I don't even know why I picked that, but I did. But one of the things I used to get a lot from people was, what can I do? I really want to help. I really want to help this awakening. And honestly, in 2014, when we had the radio show, it was hard to answer that question other than, I mean, we would say, look, you got to get educated first. You need to do your research so that you speak this from your heart and it's not some I heard these two guys on the online saying stuff. Like, none of that works. You can't say that about me either, unless I'm giving you my wisdom that I learned from other people. And you're like, oh, he had a really neat idea about parenting or something. You can take my word for that and judge it for yourself. But when I'm talking about NASA or something factual outside of my own life, you need to verify that information. But I used to, I remember the emotions I went through was something like this. I'd see someone type that, and so I would be replying back, giving my little piece of advice, you know, get educated, spread the word, blah, 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 blah. All right. But what I'm feeling inside back in 2014 and probably 15 was, Jesus, we could really lose this game. They have so much power and so much corruption. The White House is full of a guy that wasn't born in America, whose father's some Indonesian fucking sex cult dude. And his successor's going to be Satan herself, right? Just watching one presidential election after another. And it didn't matter if it was right wing or left wing. We got, you know, that September 11th day with the right wing guy. And then we got all the socialism and welfare with the left wing guy. It looked bad. And now I don't feel that way at all. In fact, I think that I've said this to folks. I mean, it was one of these things, one of the decisions to not attempt to keep MKUltra radio going was, one, the radio station got bought. And so that format was changing a little bit, but they still wanted our shows. I used to furnish this show to them, but then it just, the whole management structure changed. I think the guy that I used to work with to get my episodes to him, he's still there. But anyway, the main thing was that so many people started waking up so quickly in 2015 and 16 that I thought, man, we don't have to do this anymore. I mean, we don't have to do it. We want to, but we don't have to. And the world's going to be okay, which is why I created Deep Thoughts Radio, because I was like, let's go after fun shit, you know, aliens and how to grow up and how to be successful, how to be creative, how to run a business, just all those things that I call the uncle you never had sort of thing, because this is the way I view it. And so that's sort of how this all evolved, right? There's been, folks, this will be a tiny bit of a repeat, but we're talking about pressure. You know, folks, I have friends of mine that listen to Coast AM. Art, well, it's not Art Bell, it's the other guy. I forgot, the guy that left Coast to Coast and went off and created his own thing. Those subjects, like, they never used to touch current affairs that I know of. I used to listen to that dude for years, the various hosts, and it was always just fun, crazy, weird shit. Again, I think it was it may still be a training ground for PSYOP agents to say, how well can you lie in real time? You're able to bring a script to introduce your case, introduce your fictional story, and then you need to take calls and be able to lie real time. Let's just make it a practice ground. Not that Coast to Coast AM is personally aware of that or trying to make that occur, but they, that George Norrie guy, he knows probably 99% of his guests are lying through their fucking teeth 24/7, but it's entertainment, so whatever, right? So I wanted to create a legit version of that sort of thinking in Deep Thoughts, to create sort of this, I don't know, I mean, I hate to say it, but this sort of awakening enlightenment bubble you could be in, such that when you started having conversations with your spouses, with your kids, your own daily thoughts, when you're talking to random strangers, trying to talk to strangers that you were scared to talk to in the past, that this information starts to manifest in you. And then you start to, just like training wheels, you get rid of the training wheels and you go off on your own. Okay. So I think that hopefully I put together enough information over the years, and there's so many episodes that unless you got in really early, you've got a really long Netflix marathon session to do with Deep Thoughts, which I hear every once in a while in the comments, which is just heartwarming and flattering and really cool. So before we close off, I want to throw one last area at you, and it's different than all the rest, which is why I wanted to segment it away from the other ones. The other ones are dire, absolutely dire, that we continue the pressure in those particular areas. But the other area to keep pressure on relates to us in a slightly different way, which is education and science. Science is turning into this faith-based religion. And how are they capable of doing that? How is that possible? You think, well, science is supposed to be their scientific method, and you're supposed to be able to prove whether or not what you're saying is true or false. But we are so packed full of bullshit right now, it is unbelievable, right? I get the hair out of my face. I think it was Jill from our YouTube. She's like, man, think you could comb your hair? It's like, Jill, I am usually awake maybe, I don't know, 15 minutes before I start recording for at least a third of the videos. Today I got up and went and got breakfast before I started recording here. But back to the subject here. We know science is now in air quotes because it is largely completely fraudulent. And I mean, I never ever thought that it would be so easy to create an utter fraudulent paradigm of college degrees that are based on complete bullshit, right? For those of you who are new, let's just do a super fast recap. If you think that E equals MC squared has any bearing on reality, think again. Sure. And I'm studying my Einstein slaughter videos, so just brace yourself, man. Probably this weekend I'll get that one recorded. This guy was stealing shit left and right, man. Energy conversion happened nearly, those theories happened, I think, a little over 100 years. Well, Isaac Newton had a little quote, which I'm going to put in the episode against Einstein. But those were old concepts, right? But the E equals MC squared formula, of which I don't think Einstein really truly ever understood how he ever got to that formula. I actually read some of my research, and I'll get this clarified, but they said that he never really came up with that. That, you know, obviously he was shitty at math. How the hell could he come up with that formula? But it limits you from traveling the speed of light or faster. That's a bunch of crap. The Big Bang is a huge fucking joke. Dark matter was invented because the Big Bang doesn't work, and so they created this other line of bullshit. And physics itself completely implodes at the moment of the impact, moment of the explosion. The fact that we're not allowed to look between our legs and determine what gender we are. Bill Nye, the douchebag, shilly motherfucker guy, right? Went around having talked about gender in the 80s and 90s as being very simple to fucking calculate. Now runs around trying to toe the globalism, depopulation, confuse your kids from knowing how to fuck and have kids. And he's got all this other layer on it, right? But now we have faith-based science, we have faith-based religions, and now you can identify away from your gender. But when you ask someone, you know, what gender they are, they're talking about being, you know, a loaf of bread and all kinds of other weird shit, right? That's not gender. That's your mental identification of what you are in lieu of being a human being. If you're human, then you have a gender, and it's binary. Unless you're a hermaphrodite, you get both. Whoop-de-doo. So this is where your kids are getting fucked up. This is where your kids get stifled. Again, go get a full degree in electronics, electrical engineering, and just keep your ear, you know, open to see if anyone mentions Nikola Tesla. They'll teach you all of electricity. In fact, they teach anode methodology of electrical movement, positive to negative, when actually the flow of electricity is cathode, negative to positive. So you learn it wrong, and then they tell you in the mid-stride, oh, there's this cathode thing as well. And they'll teach it to you in chemistry, electronics, physics, sometimes, right? But one of the reasons why I've been a little cynical, openly, in this season's episodes about religion is that it is the problem as well as it's the solution. Morally speaking, you learn morality from religion. I've asked people of all ages, okay, from the 80s down. If I knew someone who was 90, I'd ask them too. Is there any other, where else would you get morality besides religion? you can only say you got it from a person who was probably religious or had religious parents or grandparents. Okay? It is always coming from religion. So there's a value there we have to maintain. We do. Otherwise, we're going to lose all these fucking Satanistic people taking our kids and killing them and eating them and injecting them and all that kind of stuff into themselves, right? That's going to get worse. We need morality. This gender identification thing is a way to break morality at the very foundation of your child's life. Now, let me clarify here. Because a lot of people think that we're attacking LGBT when we put our foot down on gender. Not at all. A gay person likes the same gender. That's the point, right? Someone who's even transgender, well, they're trying to get to the other gender. They want sexual reassignment because inside they feel different. But they feel like they're the other gender, right? I got a friend of mine who's going through this. He's 1,800 miles away, so I don't get to see him every day. But I've worked with a couple folks that did this. I don't know if they actually did the reassignment. But what if they do? They're still on planet Earth, 2 feet on the ground. LGBT is all good, right? And I'm not trying to kiss up. I want people to understand that forcing gender on people the way that we know it as biology is a heterosexual and LGBT thing. Obviously, it's alien to those of us who feel comfortable with our preference for attraction and our gender between our legs. You know, we have an easier path than the other folks, right? But identifying as all this crazy, weird shit that, you know, again, the diaper boy who's in his 40s being raised by some other crazy, whack fucking family wants to change his diapers. For how long is that going to last? You know, seriously. But the pressure we're putting on, I'll give some shout-outs to the Flat Earth folks. The Flat Earth folks got Neil deGrasse Tyson to come out and give us two completely opposing models of the world. It's no longer a sphere, which is what the blue marble shot, fake blue marble shot from Apollo 17 captured, supposedly, all bullshit, faked, fucked up Red Sea that was fixed later on. Seriously, right? But he comes out and says it's an oblate sphere, which means it's swollen at the equator. Okay. And then he comes out and says, well, it's actually pear-shaped. But then what he does, because he has all these people that are nervous about the fact that they can't prove what shape the world is, right? He does this mic dropping thing on his show. And boy, they feel victorious. It's like when someone posts the thing about Bart Sabrell getting punched in the face by Buzz Aldrin. They're so excited that Bart got punched in the face. Now, maybe Bart was a little heavy-handed with the astronauts and blaming them. It's not like it was their idea for any... There's no way that the astronauts came up with this idea. Now, if I was an astronaut and I believed in God, which I am not an astronaut, but I do believe in God, yeah, I would hold a little press conference and fuck all those other people. Go ahead and take my pension, you motherfuckers, because I'll get a GoFundMe that'll blow away my pension for telling the goddamn truth. So Buzz, if you're listening, I know you're old as shit. Cough it up, buddy. Because you're going to go to God and you're going to say, well, you know what was happening. They were threatening me and my pension, and God's going to go, you know what? I knew it was fake too. I knew it was fake from the moment you faked it. And I'm not the person you need to tell that it was a fake. The people that you needed to tell, you no longer have access to. Why don't you step over there in the asshole line? Now you can be in heaven, whatever you want, but you're in the asshole line. In fact, that A that's going to be kind of glowing on your forehead for the next 1,000 years, that's a reminder that you didn't live up to the basic morality that we have on the planet that you were blessed to be a part of. And you got to be a hero the whole time, right? And it goes for all the other astronauts, right? Cough it up, guys. We'll put bronze statues in every goddamn city for the first person that starts telling the truth in those particular organizations that are stealing tens of millions of dollars a day from us, right? The CERN Hadron Collider. You know, three out of the four colliders, in fact, actually 4 out of 4, all have Big Bang objectives. Really? Really? I find it almost impossible to believe that any person with half a fucking brain continues to believe that bullshit. But they probably do. They're pure left-brainers. They can't see the world abstractly like it really exists. And so, of course, everything's a thing on a piece of paper. You want money for your research? Well, go lie somewhere about fucking climate change or the Big Bang or some other fucking piece of shitty science that doesn't work out. So this last segment here on science and education is a couple fold. The pressure you have to keep on, and by the way, our Facebook group, talk about pressure that's fun and interesting. And it's just, I have to say, I have become a member of several Facebook groups over the years and then become unmembers of them. And I never would have imagined that the one for Deep Thoughts would have been the most interesting group on Facebook I've ever been a part of. I will say my buddy's other page, Vincent Fusca page, if you're following the QAnon thing, they have a really good feed as well. So yeah, it's some crazy shit that gets posted over there. What's nice about ours is that we don't take each other tremendously serious. And if we have opposing theories, like, you know, I have people lecture me all the time, well, you know the world's a globe, right? It's like, okay, well, I'm an expanding Earth guy. So yeah, I think it's round. I do. I keep trying to, you know, come up with a physical model as to how on Earth that would ever be flat. I can't do it. Because of the way I believe that the universe is held together by ether. No, I don't think that the world is flat because I see a bubble in water round. There's only one rule book of physics in the universe. There's not two, okay? So you don't get to have a pull gravity that's still listed as a phenomenon, but these people will feel so fucking superior to you. I swear to Christ, blows me away. I got family members to get up my ass about, you don't know anything, and I'm just like, really? Really? So you have no scientific background at all. Zero. You've done fucking like negative 10 research on anything scientific in your fucking life, but because you read this article somewhere, you're a goddamn expert. Really? Really? And the thing that you fucking believe in is called a phenomenon in the textbooks. Well, what's faith and what's phenomenon, right? But individuals that have to rely on faith to explain all of the written material that they have organized themselves to worship, and in the case of Christianity, I would reference the Bible. Again, Bible has tremendous, brilliant stuff in it. We need to know the cause and effect models that are in the Bible. All the parables are fantastic, but the actual literal story of who was who and who was born and all that kind of stuff, maybe it is based on some history. Did the world flood and Noah fucking took everybody in a boat? No. I don't think so. Okay? Just think about it for one fucking second and stop this goddamn cartoon fucking reality that is making it possible to allow other things to be cartoon realities where it really, really matters, right? Hey, I can drive down the street and during the apocalypse, the guy next to me believes that Noah took all the fucking, you know, one of each, you know, or two of each on this boat and then survive 40 days and 40 nights. Was there a huge flood? Yeah, there's probably been a huge flood several times. Don't let that fucking piece of, I don't know, incidental sort of mathematical data but make you believe in, you know, fiction, right? When you read the comics, do you think those fucking cartoons really exist somewhere? They don't. It's there for entertainment. It's there for education, perhaps. But this is how science with air quotes is happening to our world. Well, I don't have to research anything. They said the Big Bang's out of well work, and I got faith in scientists. Why? Because I got faith everywhere else in my life. You can believe in God in the most incredibly powerful, impactful, scientific way, spiritual way, metaphorical way, and you never have to worry about faith. You don't. When I think about my definition of God in my brain, again, this is all my biased opinion, of course, it's sort of a ever-changing apparition of possibilities. There's a central consciousness somewhere in the universe. It's really bright if I go next to it. It's just the whole universe itself. You know, the interesting idea that God might be George Burns walking around in a human body, that'd be kind of cute, but I think he'd be taking that form just to make me feel more comfortable with him. Maybe we're all God. Maybe we're in some damn simulator inside some computer. And so everything can be possible. Maybe it's a manifest reality from all of our consciousness agreeing as to what this universe is. It could be anything. I have some faith that when I die, a lot of this information will be accessible. Whether I take advantage of it and put it into my system and carry it to the next soul, I don't know. The greatest philosophers, the greatest minds of the entire world, both female and male, have all come to the, when they go into institutions, when they go into these self-searching moments in their lives, they come out immediately and say to the world, declaring with great pride and intellectual enlightenment, that they know nothing. That's what they learn. That's the first thing you learn, is that you knew nothing before you started your journey. And then the rest of your life is to learn what you need to learn, what you're interested in, what you think matters, right? Hey, I would definitely love to know everything about the universe up to a point, right? The thing that I've been parsing in my brain at night when I go to bed is, well, I believe in ethereal winds. It's just like water around a bubble, behaves exactly the same. But still, are we in a finite container? Am I in a memory bank in some computer? I don't know. Is it just my consciousness that's making this one law that I can kind of keep in the back of my soul computer, simulating everything that's going on? Is that why there's only one form of mathematics that rules the universe? Because that's all I can personally conceive of. And you can conceive of it too, which is why we're all in it, right? Is it important that we constantly have these popular heroes to take on all of this stuff, to basically tell us, well, this is the way it is. Oh, okay, I feel better. Now I'm going to go focus on my career and my family and myself to have a better life. Well, perhaps, maybe. Maybe that's the best way to do it. Believe it's the Big Bang, because you really don't give a shit. And if you were to really contemplate the infinity of an is, something that just simply exists, there was no beginning, there is no end, maybe that's too much for the brain, and then we lose track of the now, right? I'm in an episode that I try not to contradict. I think it was in season 2. It's called The Answer. And which is funny, because the clothing I wear all the time in the show, which looks pathetic because I wear the same thing, I have like 3 or 4 jumpers or hoodies or whatever I wear. Not jumpers. My grandfather wore jumpers. Is the band called Die Antwort, which means The Answer. And but the whole point of the episode of The Answer is to essentially say we need to live the life that we have. And so many people forget that. For all the people in Antifa running around, they're not living their life. They're living some globalist George Soros brochure. So they're tools, and they're not living their life. So when they get to the end of their life, if they were to continue on that path, which I don't think any of them will, I think we're going to see a lot of history specials 20 years from now, where the Antifa people are going to be crying into the camera and apologizing to the entire world, very similar to the way that white people did the same thing after they realized they were racists during segregation days back in the 60s. And the thing that MLK, Martin Luther King, liberated us from. They're going to be like, because there's that video, there's that special where that white woman, she was a young girl, and she was yelling at the first black students that were coming into her high school, and just horrendous obscenities, racist things. And she woke up finally and realized that she was being played by the racist culture that she was living in. Very embarrassing for her, and she'll never shake that off. Again, there's no one alive that I know of in the United States of America who killed a Native American to make it possible for us to live here. All those people are dead. Most of us aren't related to anyone who ever did anything like that. But if you had in your lifetime killed someone and believed, killed a Native American, and you believe the whole bullshit thing, which is ancient, calling people savages, right? So that in your brain they're animals, and so that you kill them because you're ridding the world of like savage beasts or something like that. It was all a PR game that people bought. Well, if you had done that, you would live your whole life feeling like shit. We don't want that. We don't want regret, right? Regret is a negative emotion that you usually can't purge in your entire lifetime. That's why it's called regret. So what I want to do is suggest that you keep a little pressure on yourself to cleanse yourself of the indoctrination that we all inherited. And there's no reason to feel bad about it. Just clean yourself out. As I've said in dozens of episodes, you push everything you ever thought was true or false, just like a hoarder house, out into the front lawn, and then you reorganize your house, which is your brain, your soul. You bring a piece of information back in, you look at it. With your newfound information, you either put it on the true pile or the false pile, or the bigger pile, which is probably the maybe one right in the middle. And understand that you have this thing that you're interested in solving. Because if you're not interested in solving it, well, then let it go with the trash outside and disappear. Maybe it's not important anymore. Maybe it was super important when you were 17. But now you're 47, you're like, fuck that, I don't care. But I think the Great Awakening the success of this show is based on all of us being tremendously interested in everything now. We want to know, are there giant human beings on Earth? Do Bigfoots exist? Are aliens real? Did Roswell really happen? What is Area 51? You know, what is all this stuff? How deep does the deep state go? Did the Pasteurs, the French monarchs, really escape to America and set up over a few quadrillion dollars, $1.7 quadrillion in a trust that has now been supposedly seized or could be seized at any minute to pay the world's debts off, right? Who knows? We're all interested. So we pursue information. I don't have the magic formula for waking people up to education outside of yourself. So I think that the very first thing that you can do, and you do, especially if you're an avid listener of this show, is that you are re-engineering your mind. You're putting up blockades for bad information. And then you're taking those little tiny input zones where you were skeptical or completely unaware of truth, and you're honing that passage out. You're making that tunnel bigger, and you're turning it into a huge entry into the palace and the temple that is your body and your soul, right? That's beautiful. We need to do that a lot. Now, since I'm riffing and I'm still going here, you know, there is a desire, a natural desire, to tell other people about what you've learned. And it is probably the one true bane of our existence when you come into the truth movement. One, you're trying to police the information that you get to have the highest level of integrity. And as I always say, truth predicts the future and everything else is bullshit. By future, I just mean the next events in your life. It doesn't have to be some Nostradamus thing about who's going to be president or something like that. But if I said, look, if you eat a bunch of fatty foods and never exercise, you're going to get overweight. And when you become overweight, it stresses all the organs in your body, and therefore you live a shorter life. So if you're totally cool with that, that's great. You may die a very painful, painful death, a prolonged painful death, which most people want to avoid. And so if I tell you that piece of information and you say, well, I'm going to test that, and you eat pies every day and, you know, it's McDonald's or whatever, and you find yourself, whoa, shit, I got shapes I never had. I didn't know my ass could get that big. Okay, now that's the truth. Okay, he said this would happen, and that's what happens. Now, sometimes it's not that cut and dry, I understand. But now with us being able to say, there's a deep state. Okay, so everything that's going on in the world and has gone in the world for a particular number of millennia have been controlled largely by this deep state through all their secret societies, which I think were very fragmented in the past and then have colluded together because that's the way they survive, right? We can now filter what we think is history and say, well, you know, that came out of that book, and that book is published by a European book publisher, which is owned by a deep state corporation. Well, I'm probably getting filled full of crap, right? By us saying fake news. Well, geez, that's an easy one, right? Almost everything they say is a lie, right? And again, Fox News, for anyone who believes that that place is the truth center, I think they have per capita more anchors that are interested in the real truth. But whoever is their editor who puts shit on the front page of their website is most definitely still serving the deep state, and they still are a fake news organization. I think in order to have the fake news label lifted off of a news agency or any magazine, newspaper, website, TV, whatever, TV channel, there has to be a complete lack of fake propaganda, such that we can trust what they say all the time. Science, in my opinion, gets really suspect when the science and the method and the belief systems that we put in place start to create incredible limitations in the minds of children, which then manifest into the minds of adults, which then manifest into an inability for us to innovate ourselves away from all of our controlling apparati, if I may invent a word. So again, if they say you can never travel the speed of light, well, then how the hell are you ever going to leave Earth? You can't. You really can't. We're going to have to, I mean, who the hell would want to sit in some fucking, spaceship for 4 years? I mean, that's if you're traveling the speed of light, to get to the nearest thing in space, which may not have anything inhabitable, right? Nobody wants that limitation. But if you believe that's a limitation, you won't attempt to invent anything that would circumvent that limitation. If you believe in the something from nothing algorithm of the universe, which is the most ludicrous goddamn thing I've ever heard in my life, just at face value, just let it sink in. Most of you know that if you're common listeners. Okay, bunch of inert nothingness became something? Really? Right? No, but it ain't nothing, because the Big Bang had everything inside this, singularity, and it popped, and randomness, and yada yada. Again, everything on planet Earth that is alive is beautiful. Everything. As crazy as it might look here and there, it is still a gorgeous, amazing thing. And there seems to be rules about things that have life, right? The only two major differences that we acknowledge today is that we have plant life, which metabolizes its resources differently than vertebrate life and single cell, bacteria. But proteins are alive. Viruses are alive. And they have different compositions. Most of us do not believe the sun is alive or the earth is alive. I say us, which probably doesn't mean any one of us. We sort of think, well, if something has a beginning, middle, and end, it has a gestation behavior. We like to say that all things that are alive have consciousness. We have proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that all plants have consciousness. They understand who is in the room with them. They can identify one human being different than another human being. They know a mean human being and a good human being. This has been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt. Okay. So vegetarians, if you're trying to eat in a vegetarian way for a moral reason, well, then you better be eating air or sunshine, because you're not morally solving any problems by eating the oldest form of life on this planet. Sure, an apple does fall from the tree. Perhaps that's what Steve Jobs used to do, is say, I'm only going to eat things that bear fruit. And as soon as it falls off, it's going to die on the ground, so why not I eat it? And then you stop processing meat proteins, and your pancreas goes pop, and you die an excruciating death way before your time. I think I just came up with one little other area, and I know this episode's going long, but I've been told that I can make 3-hour episodes and people will dig it. But I think the other area that we're keeping pressure on is medicine and the medical industry as a whole. Someone posted a beautiful meme that essentially said, you can't tell a woman that she has the right to choose, especially these fucking satanic Democrats who say that you can kill a child at 9 months simply because it'll be a little bit of an inconvenience to your vagina. And then tell someone they have to take a vaccination, otherwise they can't go to school. They can't work at a hospital. They can't engage in other jobs unless they have vaccinations. Hey, it's my body, right? I should be able to get clean water with no medicine in it. I should be able to breathe air without shit in it sprayed from planes. By the way, today they sprayed like absolutely crazy. It's supposed to rain at 2:00, and it's 10:40 in the morning, and it's almost clear blue skies now. But when I started this episode, there were tons of clouds over there. So we'll see if they show up in a few hours here. A lot of us are figuring out that, you know, basic medicines like vitamin C, B17, cure cancer, right? Again, if you do catch cancer, you do have to become as close to a vegan as possible to starve the cancer. And at the same time, you need to take medicines that help your immune system destroy the cancer. You just do. Go look up the Gershom technique. I think there is a misnomer. This is what I'll close with. I think there's a misnomer that the people that are serving the deep state somehow have all of the mechanisms of the deep state. I'm still not convinced. What do I mean by that? Well, you have people dying of cancer, which means that they supposedly, well, they look like they believe all of the stuff that the oncologists say. Take chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is the thing like ATZ that kills people that come in with a benign condition, which is HIV positive. The ATZ kills you in a couple of years, if not 1 year, right? If you want to see some fascinating stuff, go look up the virologists who discovered that there's no link between this specific virus known as HIV and this mysterious bunch of bullshit, which is your T cells dying off. And then, of course, you die of whatever the, well, what they said was if you're HIV positive and you die of pneumonia, then you died of AIDS. If you're HIV positive and you die of the flu, then you died of AIDS. So you're really dying of these other things because your T cell count's all screwed up. Real simple. Don't do drugs. Don't do heroin. Don't do coke. Don't do meth. Don't take any poppers or some, you know, what is it, whippets they used to do back in the old day. I saw a video the other day of this lady fucking coked out of her mind in the front seat of her car doing whippets, and she had gone down the street and wrecked into all these cars, and this really nice guy is interviewing her. Are you okay? You know, bath salts and all that shit. That stuff destroys your T cells. That's why you're dying of an immune deficiency problem, because of drug use. They tried to make it sound like this mysterious disease, which doesn't exist, and, you know, do your research, okay, is traveling through needles. No, it's the fucking drug that's traveling through the needle that's killing your T cells. AZT kills you. It just kills you. It was banned in the 60s because it was killing everybody, and they pulled it back out and pushed it back out into the public, and we're selling everybody a toxin. Again, if someone can produce, okay, the peer-reviewed scientific paper, okay, that scientifically links the HIV virus to a very specific T cell destroying other virus, then we can actually have this condition that they call AIDS. Anyway, I think you feel me. Keep the pressure on, people, because it's working. I can't wait for the day that I retire, I don't know, 100 episodes out of this show, because they simply don't matter anymore. That everything has been corrected for, and that the remaining episodes keep us on the straight and narrow such that we don't have to have these negative conversations every once in a while about what's wrong with the world. We can just talk about what's right with the world, and we can talk about information that we discovered and how fun it is to say, oh my God, you know, Eric Dollard made electricity travel 11 times the speed of light in the basement of his Borderland series out of the 80s, right? Go look that up. Borderland, Eric Dollard, D-O-L-L-A-R-D, experiments, and look up his transverse wave and longitudinal wave circuit that he built in the basement, and he proved right in front of your face that electricity can be configured to travel far faster than the speed of light. I'll leave you with that. If you haven't been to deepthoughtsradio.com, please go. It is where you can get the audio version of the video and the video of the audio. You also have that amazing locked Facebook group. There's a Patreon page. I want to thank every single one of you who contribute some of your hard-earned cash at the end of the month to support the show. It really pays for the cigars, if nothing else. But, you know, if it ever got to be, you know, a tremendous amount of money, which it won't probably, I would just do this once a day, every day, and get you guys a video, and I'd hire staff to edit the shit so I can just crank these babies out, and you'd have a show on anytime you wanted to hear it, just like Coast to Coast AM. There's also a Twitter feed now, in case you guys like to get your feed that way. I'm not doing a lot of discussion because it's hard to narrate a bunch of different discussions. But I do definitely post the the episodes as soon as I can get around to it. At this particular stage, I think I've got about 4 episodes in the queue, so lots of stuff coming. I'm going to still continue doing the 2 a week because I need to hit the magic 400 somewhere in June or July. So we'll see if we can't pull that off. I might get busy. We'll see. But anyway, I really, really appreciate all of you guys. To all the newcomers, thank you so much for hanging in there. Again, for the newcomers, understand, if you're into the moon hoax stuff and this isn't your bag, but you managed to get to end this episode, hang in there. I got some moon hoax stuff coming that's going to blow your fucking mind. That's all I got to say, because I have my mind blown. I'm working on a secret project. For those of you who want to know a little bit of the details, go subscribe to Patreon, because the information's in there. Anyhow, take care of yourself and someone else, and I'll see you in the next Deep Thoughts. Over now.